Now, what I'd like to know is I understand this neural run or walk is in support of the Center for Neuroscience Studies here at Queen's University. But tell me exactly where the money raised is going.
So right now we're planning to have it go towards students. We haven't exactly fine-tuned all the details for that yet, but we're hoping to kind of create a fund to help support some students and student initiatives, just because it's hard to get funding as a student, and just in general, the pandemic and inflation and all that has had a really big impact on student income. So
Oh, okay. So this will help students even with things such as tuition costs, or if they need, will this go into like funding some projects they want to do as well?
We're thinking, so right now we have like emergency grocery cards. So we're kind of thinking to have it go towards an emergency fund in that regard to help students out with like personal expenses, and also just for student initiatives. So if someone wants to hold their own event or do something like that, just for a kind of like a student money that they can go into.
Well, that is excellent. I mean, certainly, as you brought up with inflation and costs right now, certainly anything can certainly help, especially as a student, perhaps moving away from home. You know, you've got costs of not only for school, but you've also got costs, you know, of finding a place. And like you said, things like essentials like groceries and all of that. So certainly, what was the inspiration behind this neural walk?
So we wanted to have some sort of fundraising event this year, and the committee kind of let me take the reins on this, and I've planned a couple runs in the past, and I thought it would be a great way to get the students involved as well as the community to come out and support our department.
Excellent. So I understand it's going to be basically a day of fun coming up on Sunday, August 28th. I see there'll be some music, there'll be some info booths. Now tell me a bit about these info booths. Will this be an opportunity maybe to, you know, in the spirit of neuroscience, to learn more about the brain?
Yeah, so we're going to have some information booths like signs of a concussion, and in that regard. And we're also going to have some posters up from our student research, so some of the projects that students are actually doing in the Center for Neuroscience Studies, so we can showcase what these students are doing, and it kind of shows where like our money is going, like towards the students. We really want to put them at the forefront of this event.
Excellent. And are you working on any projects at the moment?
I'm working in Dr. Andrews' lab, and I'm doing research on stroke right now.
And really, what's fascinating about neuroscience is really the connection between the brain and the body.
Yeah, seriously, and it's so personable. Everyone kind of knows a little bit about neuroscience, so I think this event is a great way to showcase just a little bit more in depth what we actually do here at Queen's.
Great. Now, for those who are interested in signing up, how can people get involved and participate in this neural run or
So we
walk?
have a registration page. If you look up NeuroRun online, it should come up there. It's also through our Queen Center for Neuroscience Studies website, as well as on our social media, so our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook page. We have a link to either register for the walk or run, or at the bottom of the web page, there's also a link to donate if you are unable to participate in the event.
Great. Now, in terms of how the fundraising process works here, tell me how the money is going to be raised through this.
We're just collecting funds through the web page.
Oh, okay. So is there a fee in order to register?
Yeah, so there's a registration fee for if you want to participate in the walk or run, or like I said, you can just donate.
Perfect. Okay. So either register to participate, or if you can't attend that day, but you still want to give to this great cause, you can simply just make a donation right there. Okay. And where can people go to donate or to register?
The website is NeurOn at ePly. If you just look up NeurOn online, you should be able to find it.
Okay, so if you just put in NEURO run Queen's University, it should come up.
It'd be NEUR run, and then Queen's University, or you can look up the Center for Neuroscience Studies webpage, and it should be front and center on there as well.
Okay, thanks for correcting there, because yeah, I wasn't sure if it was neuro or if it was NEUR. Okay, so there's no O at the end of...
No, it's kind of like a play on neuron, like a neuron in like the brain.
Run. Now I get it. Okay, because it's a run, and for it to sort of work phonetically, it's neuron.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Thank you, because I wanted to clarify on that. Perfect. And there's the option, yes, to walk or to run. People can come individuals or as a family, I see here. So
yes, just... exactly. And anyone who has young children, they can come for free. Like, that's no worries.
Perfect. And it all gets started at 9 a.m. Sunday, August 28th, and it will run pretty much throughout the day.
Yeah, up until 1.
Perfect. And for those that don't know, where is Tyndall Field?
It's 142 Union Street. Mm-hmm. It's really close to the ARC on Queen's campus.
Well, thank you very much for all the information. It sounds like a great cause, and it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun for everybody involved. So
yeah, thank you so much. I really hoping it goes well.